LaFollette, the Secretary of State. I'm going to call this meeting to order of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands today. And we have the Attorney General is here. And of course, welcome our new State Treasurer, John. You got a chance to meet Josh at the inaugural, probably.
Yeah, and we had a discussion. We had another discussion later.
Very good. All right, so I'll call this meeting to order. And the first thing we need to do is make sure that we have a board chair. I'm acting in that capacity just to get things started. And I'm quite willing to go ahead and continue to be the chair if the State Treasurer, Attorney General are okay with that.
I'll move that Secretary LaFollette be our board chair.
Do we have a second?
Oh, okay, yep, I will second that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 And aye, Doug. What we sometimes do, John, is when you vote or second, say your name, like aye, Doug, because that way the recording people can keep track of who's speaking.
That makes sense, thank you.
We need to set a schedule for our meetings. For quite a long time now, we've met on the first and third Tuesdays of the month at 2 o'clock. And of course, we have to change that from time to time based on the commissioner's schedules. Do either of you have a suggestion for a different time that you would prefer?
I don't. It's worked out well for me so far. The BCPL staff often reaches out to my office, and I think continuing to do that from my perspective would be great.
John, you're okay to at least start out with that plan?
Yeah, as long as I know what the schedule is, I can schedule things around it.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing first and the third Tuesdays at 2 o'clock for a long time. But if there's important schedule conflicts, then the staff will work with you and us to come up with a different day or time. That happens occasionally. All right, let's see. We have to approve the minutes of the December 20th meeting. I looked at them and there, as I remember, do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I'll second those. John may not want to vote on this because he wasn't present. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Motion passed 2 with 1 abstention.
Yeah, I'll abstain. I wasn't there.
Yep, that makes sense. Okay, now I'm taking that right here. We have a second here. Getting this computer thing to work the way I want it to. Okay, we have 2 loans today. Get my computer to show them to me. We have 2 loans today for a total of about $375,000. Rich, is there anything about these that you'd like to tell us that's interesting?
Nothing too interesting here, Doug. They're pretty standard loans from the same community. I had them provide 2 separate loan applications to increase the transparency in the future, so that the loan purposes are on separate notes. And that's why I did that. We had a flurry of loans closing towards the end of the year, but these were 2 that the paperwork got done right before we needed it. So there's 2 loans today, and they're pretty standard fare.
Okay, do I have any questions for Rich? If not, do I have a motion to approve these 2 loans?
I move to approve the loans. It's Josh.
And I will second. This is John.
That's great. We have a motion and second to approve these loans. All in favor say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Motion passed 3-0. Thank you both. There we go here now. We have no old business that I know of and no new business. And then we have these routine businesses, John, where we have reports from people. We normally start out with Rich, who gives us a report on our finances.
Thanks, Doug. I have nothing for today. I will be providing the quarterly investment reporting. Normally, John, that is done the first meeting in the month following the end of the quarter. And so I'll be providing that. I think there's a meeting scheduled for February 7th. And so I'll be providing the quarterly report at that time.
Very good. Thank you, Rich. Our executive secretary, who you've met Tom, I hope, John. His smiling face is about to give us a report.
Well, I apologize in advance for not being as brief as the chief investment officer, but I'll do my best to keep it short. So first off, we closed the sale transaction to the Lacuna Rate today, and I'd like to thank the board for their support and consideration in helping get that transaction across the finish line. You consider how acrimonious the relationship had been in the past and the lawsuits that the parties had been involved with. You know, we've come a long way in a relatively short period of time. And a special thanks to Micah for his hard work in getting the details worked out, and to Micah and Twee for resolving some of the issues involved in closing that transaction on such a short timeline. So thanks to everybody there. Next up, as more organizations are hosting more in-person events, well, agency staff are going to be traveling more. First of all, Rich and I will be attending the Wisconsin Education Conference in 2 weeks in Milwaukee. Conference gives us a chance to promote the Trust Fund Loan Program to school districts, but also to communicate with education stakeholders on the distribution of the Common School Fund earnings. Next, Rich and I will be also attending Wisconsin Towns Association district meetings that are scheduled throughout the state for the next 10 weeks. In fact, I will leave from Milwaukee and head straight for Minocqua for a Wisconsin Towns Association meeting the next day. This is a significant group of stakeholders, as towns are more likely to use our trust fund loan program more than villages, cities, or counties. With the pandemic, there's been a significant turnover in town personnel, and these events give us a chance to introduce our loan program and answer questions on their home turf. Some of these events Rich and I have done together, and it gives him a chance to needle me in front of an audience that is not sympathetic to lawyers or Madison bureaucrats. So, next, the Wisconsin Educational Media and Technology Association conference is coming up February 6th and 7th. This group includes the librarians and media technology consultants that use the materials that are purchased with the distributions from the Common School Fund. There is no group of people more in tune with what BCPL does. In the past, this event was traditionally held in late March or early April, and we used the event to unveil a big check showing what this year's distribution will be. The event was often held at the Kalahari, Wisconsin Dells, and attracted upwards of 700 attendees, and commissioners and staff also attended. However, this year's event is being held in the Wausau area much earlier than in the past, and we released the information on the size of our distribution last fall. As a result, the event is not as newsworthy as it was in the past. Well, it's just a fact. So, however, it's still
really. Yeah, I would guess it would be newsworthy to the general public. So we can still make an announcement because we're very proud of what we've done, and we can probably put out a press release in February, whatever it is, announcing how much we have given them.
You bet. And in fact, I was hoping to connect with the some of the Wausau media market as well, since it's being held there. Anyway, so I'm planning on attending and then heading up to Lake Tomahawk office afterwards for some meetings. If you're interested in attending, please let me or Twee know. It's a long drive for that meeting, so I can understand if commissioners may not be able to attend in person. If you would like, I'm happy to reach out to WEMTA and ask if you'd be able to provide a short video with remarks. So Just let me know if you're interested. And by the way, DPI finally released their allocation of our record earnings distribution among the 421 different school districts yesterday. And after a little bit of reformatting, we should have that up on our website by Monday. So that'll be good.
Actually, Tom, I actually already posted it. It's already published to the website as of today.
You are awesome. Thank you. We've talked several times about the record-breaking distribution from the Common School Fund, but the Normal School Fund is also heading toward a record distribution this year in the neighborhood of $1.1 million to the UW. There's a bit of uncertainty on the horizon in that distribution, as the mechanics for the Normal School Fund are in a state of limbo as the earmark for the merit scholarships is due to sunset in April this year, before the end of the fiscal year. Last year, we had looked into the possibility of developing legislation that would provide some forgivable loans or scholarships for aspiring teachers if they're UW students, but especially to help out rural areas. Since the Normal School Fund was established in the Constitution for the express purpose of funding normal schools, which were the original teacher colleges, this seemed like a common sense approach. However, that effort did not go anywhere last session. I'm hoping to connect with some lawmakers this year and see if there's any interest in picking that up again. And I promise to keep you apprised on the developments in that area.
Can you summarize quickly the problem as to why it didn't go anywhere? Just people too busy or some obvious objection by someone?
No, I think... I think it was a little bit late in the session and they were trying to get a lot of things across the finish line and this didn't hit anybody's priority list. So.
Okay, so maybe there's a chance if we start early, we can get it through. Thank you.
Finally, BCPL's IT expert, Mike Krieger, retired from state service last week. Mike has been an invaluable asset to BCPL and the state. And he'll be sorely missed. BCPL couldn't accomplish much of its work without a talented IT professional like Mike. Our success was also his success. Good news is that we're in the home stretch of recruiting Mike's replacement. Two candidates made it through the testing phase and we hope to schedule interviews next week. And that's my report for today. Are there any questions?
I have no questions. I have a comment for John mostly. The tribal comment was quite important in the sense that some weeks ago we completed a similar thing with the other major tribal people. For years, there's been a conflict between who owned pieces of land. And Tom has worked diligently for several years. And finally, in the last couple months, we consummated the arrangement with both of the tribal groups to complete that. So everything is now hunky-dory with who owns what. I think, Tom.
I think we're in a much better place than we were ever before. In terms of improvements of tribal relations, this is significant. I can't think of another state event that's been this important in recent memory. So I'm happy with these developments.
Great. Thank you for your report. As board chair, I can make a report. I don't have much to report except to say that I will do my best over the next months and so forth to move our agenda along, and I'll work with Tom on our agenda. Certainly, both of you are very welcome to make recommendations, as we'll do in a moment, for agenda items. And if I ever proceed too quickly, and cut you off or something, I apologize and let me know. I tend to be the kind of a chair that likes to keep moving, but I don't want to cut you off if you have something to say. So with that, I thank you. The last agenda item, John, and Josh knows this, of course, is future agenda items. At this point, if any commissioner has an agenda item that they would like to proposed for the next meeting, they can do it at this point. I don't have any. Josh, John?
Not at this point. I'm still learning, so.
Yep, exactly.
Mr. Secretary, there is one issue that I want to alert the board to. We will probably be having a submerged land lease coming up in the near future. It might make the next board meeting, or it might be the one after that. As you know, these are unusual. They come up infrequently, but we've been working with the ferry up in Bayfield that goes out to Madeline Island, and we will be presenting a lease for consideration to the board, like I said, in the next couple of meetings. So.
Right. Yeah. You and I discussed that. John, for your benefit, probably, in addition to the land, we own the submerged land. So the land underwater close to the shore in both Lake Michigan and Lake Superior, we have control over, and people will lease that land from us for certain purposes. Okay. If there's anything for the good and welfare, anyone? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I still move to adjourn.
Oh. I have a second. You don't want to adjourn, my goodness.
I'll second, or yeah, I'll second if he.
Okay. Thank you, Josh and John. We have a motion and a second. Reluctantly, the treasurer wants to stay on for a while. Anyway, with that said, all in favor of adjourning, say aye. Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Great. Good meeting as a start, and we'll see each other in a couple of weeks. Thank you both. Thank you, Rich, Tom, and everyone.
Take care, everybody. Thank you very much.
All right. And have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe.